Chapter 9. Prisoners of the Amazon. It was early morning, and the air was filled with the sound of shouting. John had finally fallen asleep, but not for long. He was the first of the group to see what was happening outside, and he didn't like it at all. The boxes were being put onto the deck of the yacht. They were tied with thick cords to secure them. Ronaldo came to join von Lansen on the deck. From where he was standing, John saw them talking and wondered if they were talking about him and the others. He didn't see Kathy coming up behind him. "I wonder what the final destination is for those poor animals," she said sadly. John turned and put an arm round Kathy, trying to comfort her.
"I don't know," he said sadly. "I just know that it's a horrible business. I'd heard about things like this before, but I never thought I'd actually see it."
"Look at that," said Jane. She had followed Kathy and was pointing to the yacht. They all looked to see Brunt coming out of the cabin, and then they saw him and von Lansen shaking hands.
"I didn't hear him leave the tent this morning," said John angrily. "He must have gone out very quietly when we were all asleep."
They didn't see that Ronaldo had left the yacht and was walking in their direction.
"The boss wants to speak to you," he called to them. "Get over here."
"What does he want?" John asked.
"He's got a plan for you," Ronaldo answered.
"Are we going up the river with him?" asked Jane. Ronaldo laughed loudly.
"The boss will tell you soon enough."
Jane didn't like the sound of this.
"Do you think we should try and escape from here?" she said quietly to John and Kathy.
"There's only the jungle or the river," John replied. "If we run into the jungle, we could be there forever or until we're rescued, which might never happen. The river is our only opportunity to get to that plane. We'll have to wait and see what von Lansen has planned for us."
"Come on board," von Lansen called to the group. "I've been talking to your friend Brunt."
"He's definitely not our friend," said Jane in a quiet voice. Jane, Kathy and John climbed onto the yacht, followed by Ronaldo. Von Lansen welcomed them with an artificial smile.
"Brunt has told me that you've got plans to take the plane," he said, putting an arm around Brunt's shoulder.
Then he pushed Brunt to one side and stood looking at John and the others.
"What do you say about that?"
he asked, his face becoming serious. Jane, Kathy and John didn't reply.
"Of course, you all understand that my business has to stay a secret from the authorities," von Lansen continued. "The outside world mustn't know anything about the location of my campsite or what I'm doing."
"We just want to get home," said Jane.
"You just want to get home, my dear?"
smiled von Lansen.
"I don't believe you. You'll tell the authorities about me. No, it's too dangerous."
"And what part does Brunt play in all this?" asked Kathy. Brunt smiled and stood close to von Lansen.
"Your friend has offered to modify my yacht and plane and make them travel faster so that I can sell my cargo more quickly,"
replied von Lansen.
"Okay, von Lansen," said John. "I've heard enough of this conversation. Just tell us what you're planning to do with us."
Von Lansen thought for a moment, and then he spoke.
"No one knows where you are, am I correct?"
he said to the group.
"In fact, I'm sure everyone thinks you died in the plane crash. So nobody will miss you if you..."
He smiled cruelly.
if you die again.
You're crazy, John said, and he jumped forward, ready to fight with von Lansen. Von Lansen immediately called to Paolo and Enrique. Neither of them was very tall, but they looked very strong. The two men held Jane, Kathy, and John very firmly.
You know what to do with them,
von Lansen said coldly.
Your plan will never succeed, von Lansen, John shouted. Paolo and Enrique will take you into the jungle where no one will ever find your bodies,
smiled von Lansen.
So you're wrong, my friend. My plan will succeed.
Then von Lansen turned and went into his cabin with Brunt.
Okay, move!
Shouted Paolo. He had taken out a gun and was pushing it into John's back.
Hey, Enrique, get in front of them in case they try to escape,
Paolo advised Enrique. Taking out a gun, Enrique did as Paolo told him. He pointed the gun at the girls' faces.
Don't even think of trying to escape, he told them.
What do we do now, John? Asked Kathy.
There was fear in her voice as they walked off the yacht.
No talking!
Paolo shouted, pushing her hard from behind. John turned to Paolo.
Leave her alone, he said bravely.
Paolo hit John's shoulder with his gun.
I said no talking. Move! He shouted.
They walked for quite a long time, further and further into the jungle.
Okay, you can stop walking,
Paolo said suddenly.
No one will hear any gunshots here. Lie on the ground with your faces down, ordered Enrique.
I'm not going to let you do this,
John cried, trying to take Paolo's gun away from him. They fought hard. Paolo hit John's head with the gun, and John fell to the ground.
Do you two want to try something stupid like that?
Paolo shouted to Kathy and Jane.
Face down on the ground, now!
With tears filling her eyes, Kathy did as she was told. Jane wasn't so quick to obey.
The authorities will get you for this,
she answered, with an accusing look in her eyes. Kathy and Jane lay face down near John. They waited for the sound of the guns, but they heard nothing. They lay like that for a few minutes, too frightened to move. Then, suddenly, they heard something heavy falling down. John opened his eyes. He was slowly becoming conscious. Suddenly, he felt something on his back, like someone pushing him. He turned his face round. Standing near them were four Indians carrying spears.
Get up,
John said weakly to Jane and Kathy.
It's okay. The Indians are here.
Jane and Kathy stood up quickly and helped John stand up. Then they looked round for Paolo and Enrique. The two men lay on the ground near them, with small arrows in their backs.
Junker John! Junker John! Junker John!
One of the Indians said repeatedly.
What's he talking about?
Kathy wanted to know.
Of course! Now I understand, said Jane with a smile. He's saying our names. Jane, Kathy, John.
The Indians laughed. They pointed to themselves and said,
Waiteri,
Waiteri.
Then they pointed to the group.
Junker John, Junker John.
These are the same Indians that we met when we were lost in the jungle, said John.
Jane, Kathy and John were very happy and thankful for the Indians' help. They all shook each other's hands, laughing and smiling. The Indians had been out looking for food when they saw Jane, Kathy and John go into the jungle with Paolo and Enrique. When they had seen that the group was in danger, they threw poisoned arrows and killed the two men. John went over to the bodies of Paolo and Enrique and took their guns.
"We might need these," he said, giving one of the guns to Kathy.
Jane found a knife hidden in Paolo's belt. "I don't think he'll need this anymore," she said, taking the knife.
"We need to get to the river and then to von Lansen's campsite," John said urgently. "Von Lansen knows where that plane is. We have to follow him and get to the plane before it takes off."
"Do you know the way back?" asked Kathy.
"I'm not sure," replied John.
He sat on the ground and drew a picture of a river and a tent on the ground. The Yanomami knew exactly what he meant, and they walked quickly into the jungle. John, Kathy and Jane followed close behind them. The Yanomami took them directly to the river, where a canoe was lying on the bank, hidden under some large leaves. One of the Yanomami pointed up the river.
"Von Lansen's campsite must be in that direction," said John. "Come on, let's go."